B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Peites. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the beginning of a new perek. Says the Mishnah, Kol gago yisho'ir rushus achas. We've already learned that even though min hatayra, one's allowed to carry something from one rushus hayochid to another rushus hayochid, even though they do not belong to the same person, and even though they're not the same type of rushus hayochid, you've got a type of rushus hayochid called a bayis, which is used for extremely residential purposes. Then you've got a chotzer, you've got karpifiois, and there's gagois, there's roofs. There's different types of rushus hayochid. But min hatayra, as long as you're not carrying from rushus hayochid into rushus harabim, one's allowed to carry. However, the chachomim said that in fear that a person is going to carry by mistake from a rushus hayochid to a rushus harabim, so the chachomim made all sorts of gzeiros that one should not carry even from one rushus hayochid to another rushus hayochid if the second rushus hayochid doesn't belong to the same person as the first rushus hayochid. And the question is, what's going to be now with all the gagois, the rooftops? Each rooftop being on top of a house is definitely min ha-Torah considered a rushus hayochid. It's more than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide, it's 10 tvachim high, it's a rushus hayochid. The question is, are you allowed to carry freely on these rooftops? Says the Mishnah, Kol gagois ha'ir. The opinion of Rab Meir is that all the rooftops, when we're talking about homes, and every home serves a different family, a different owner, then there's a difference between one home and another home. But rooftops, where no rooftops in town are used on a permanent basis, and there's no difference between the use of one rooftop and the use of another rooftop, so Rav Meir maintains, Kol gagui so'ir rushus achas. They're all considered as a single rushus, and therefore one's allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. One's not allowed to carry from a bayis onto the roof, because that's a different type of rushus, a different type of rushus hayochid. But from one roof to another roof is the same type of rushus hayochid, and one's allowed to carry from one roof to another, even though they do not belong to the same person. Ubilvad shelo yehei gag gavoya asoro, o yinomuch asoro, divi Reb Meir. There's one condition, and that is that the roof that you're carrying from and the roof that you're carrying to must be on the same level. If one of them is higher or lower than the other, 10 tvachim, then it's already not considered the same rushus. It's in a different domain, so to speak. And then, even according to Reb Meir, one would not be allowed to carry from one roof to the other. The Chachomim argue with Reb Meir, and they're more stringent, and they say, Kol echod ve'echod rushus bifnei atzmoi. Since each roof serves a home, and each home is a different entity, a different rushus, has a different owner than the other home, and therefore every roof is considered its own rushus, and was not allowed to carry from one rooftop to another rooftop if they do not belong to the same person. Obviously, if one makes an eruv chatzeros, and one makes an eruv between the two owners, then one would be allowed to. But in the absence of an Eruv, one's not allowed to carry from one rooftop to the other. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon has got a much more lenient opinion. Echod gago is the roofs, ve'echod chatzera is the courtyards, ve'echod karpifia is these are the enclosed areas that have not been enclosed for residential purposes. Rushus achas hein, they are considered a single rushus. Lekelim sheshavsu l'toichon, that since they are all considered a rushus hayochid min ha-Torah, and none of them are considered residential type of enclosures, and therefore one's allowed to carry from any roof, chotzer or karpif in the city, from one to the next, even though they belong to different people. And that means any kelim that when Shabbos came in was in one of these types of areas, one can carry them to any other type of area. But you're not allowed to take utensils from a bayis to any of these if they don't belong to the same person. Which means that a vessel, an object that was in a home when Shabbos came in, is only allowed to be carried to the roof of that person or the chotzer of that person, but not allowed to be taken to the roof or chotzer of a different person, since bayis is for residential purposes, and gagois, chatzeros, karpifios are not residential areas, and therefore, even according to Reb Shimon, one is not allowed to carry from a bayis type of rushus hayochid to these types of rushus hayochid. Says the Gemara, Yosef Abaye bar Ovin, Rav Chanina bar Ovin, they were sitting, v'yosef Abaye l'gabayu, and Abaye was sitting with them. V'yasi v'ka'omri, and they said as follows, Bishlei m'l'rabbonon, according to the opinion of the Chachomim said every rooftop belongs to a different person, is a different Rishus. Savri, they hold, K'shem shediurin chalukin lemato, kach diurin chalukin lemailo. In the same way as inside the home, under the roof, the residence of one roof is different than the residence of a different roof. It's a different owner, a different family, a different person. So too, the residence, so to speak, on the roof, above the roof, on top of the roof, is also considered as a different entity, and therefore we understand that the Chachomim say you cannot carry from one rooftop to another. Elo Reb Meir, Maiko Sovar. How do we understand the opinion of Reb Meir? Reb Meir says that all the rooftops are considered a single rishus, but however, if one roof is higher than the other roof, ten tfochim, you're not allowed to carry from the lower one to the upper one, or from the upper one to the lower one. Iko sova kashem shediurin chalukin lemato kach diurin chalukin lemalo. If he says, like the Chachomim hold, that since a roof serves a different person, a different rishus under the roof in the home, therefore so too above the home, above the roof, it's also considered a separate rishus. Amay rishus achasein. Then why does he say that in the event that the roofs are all on the same level, that you can carry from one roof to the other? V'ikos sovar ein chalukin. And if you say that the rooftops are not considered as different rishuyos, the kol lemailo me'asor rishus achasi, because anything that's above 10 tvochim is considered a single rishus. Then why should if one roof is higher than the other, why should one not be able to carry from one roof to the other? If you say that anything above 10 tvochim is considered roof and all roofs are the same, what's the difference is if one is 10 tvochim off the ground and one is 20 tvochim off the ground? Omalu Abaya. So Abaya answered back to those that were sitting there, Abaya bar Ovin and Rav Chanina bar Ovin, and said to them, Lo yishmir luchu ha da'om Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avdimi? Did you not hear what Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avdimi said? Oymer hoya Reb Meir, he said the following, that Reb Meir used to say, Kol mokim shato moitze shtei rishuyos. Whenever you find two different rishuyos, vehein rishus achas, that means shtei rishuyos means it belongs to two different people. Vehein rishus achas, but they're considered the same type of domain. They're both rishus hayochid. Kegoin, for example, amud b'rishus hayochid. If Reuven has a rishus hayochid, let's say a chotzer, for example, and in the middle of the chotzer there's a pillar belonging to Shimon, and the pillar is gavoya asor of rochav dalud, it's rishus hayochid. The chotzer of Reuven is rishus hayochid. The pillar of Shimon is rishus hayochid. And they are inside, the pillar is in the chotzer. Also, the kasif olav, you're not allowed to stand in the chotzer and adjust your load on the pillar. Why? What should be the problem with that? Because you're carrying from the chotzer to the pillar and then from the pillar back to the chotzer. What should be the issue with that? Gezeira mishum til brushus harabim. It's a new type of a gezeira. A gezeira that if you're going to carry from a raised area to a non-raised area, even within one rishus hayachid, belonging to two different people, by mistake you might think that if you find a mound in the middle of rishus harabim, and the mound is 4 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim high, you won't realize that that's a rishus hayachid, and you'll come to adjust your load on such a mound, and you're going to carry from rishus harabim into rishus hayachid, and from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim, and that's very serious. So in the same way as Reb Meir used to say that an omud in a chotzer, you're not allowed to adjust the loads on this omud, so too Hochanami, if you have two rooftops, one is higher than the other, if you're going to allow people to carry from an area which is 10 tvachim above another area, mishum tel b'shus harabim, gzeira mishum tel b'shus harabim, you may then by mistake think that even if you've got a raised area in b'shus harabim, that you can carry from there in the Rishus to the Rishus Harabim, and that would be seriously awesome. And therefore, Reb Meir says that if one rooftop is 10 tvachim higher than the other, you cannot carry from one roof to the other. Says the Gemara, Sovru mino. At first, they thought that when Reb Meir said you're not allowed to carry from a raised area, let's call it an omud, any other raised area within a Rishus Hayochid, belonging to a different Rishus Hayochid, afilu machteshes, afilu gigis, even a barrel or a machteshes, another type of vessel, that even if you've got very big vessels, that when they're standing there, if they would be standing in Roshus HaRabim, they would be so large, they would be considered Roshus HaYochid, and now they're standing in somebody else's chotzer, I may have thought you're not allowed to carry from the top of those vessels on into the chotzer, for the same reason that you cannot carry from an omud, from a post, into the Roshus HaYochid. Amar lo Abaye, Abaye said no. Hachi Omar Mar. This is what Mar said, my master, and Rabbeinu Chananel says it's referring to Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Lo Omar Rab Meir Elo Omud V'Amas Hari Chaim. Rab Meir only meant a very significant type of platform. For example, an Amud, which is a pillar, or an Amas Hari Chaim, which is the platform on which the grinding stones would stand on. So those were very significant platforms, and people would confuse that with a mound in Roshus HaRabim. Hoyil v'odom kiveh aleh mokim, since they are have a very permanent, they're fixed permanently in their place, therefore it would get confused with a mound in the Roshus HaRabim. However, if you've got these utensils, then since they are a temporary type of, they're only standing there in a temporary place, they're not permanent, therefore you're allowed to move from the top of Reuven's vessel, even though it's very big, into Shimon's chot, so there's no problem with doing that on Shabbos. At least according to Reb Meir. Continues the Gemara, V'harei koisel shebein beis chatzeris de kavua. If you have a wall between two chatzeris, you have Reuven's chotzer on the right, Shimon's chotzer on the left, you have a wall in the middle, and the wall is 4 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim high. It's also a permanent structure in between the two chatzeris. V'omer Rav Yehuda said as follows, K'shetimtza loimar ledivri Reb Meir. When Reb Meir said, what did Reb Meir say? And we're going to see this later on in the Gemara, on Daf Tzadik, Gagin Roshus La'atzmon, Chatzeres Roshus La'atzmon, Karpifios Roshus La'atzmon. Even though we saw in our Mishnah, Reb Meir says that all rooftops are considered a single Roshus, but and so too are all Karpifios, which are enclosed areas, not for residential purposes, they're also considered a single Roshus, and so too the Chatzeres. All Chatzeres are considered a single Roshus. You're not allowed to carry from any chotzer to a karpif to a gag. That means these three are each different. Not like Reb Shimon, who says that karpifio is chatzeris and gagis are all the same. No, Reb Meir says that even though all gagis are the same, not like the chachomim, and all karpifios are the same, and all chatzeris are the same, but you cannot carry from one type of enclosure to another, one type of area to another. So you see here, Reb Meir said that from one chotzer to another chotzer is considered a single roshus. My love, so Rav Yehuda says, can we not assume that you've got a wall in between one chotz and the other? So when Rav Meir says you can carry from Reuven's chotz to Shimon's chotz, and you don't need a Ruvei Chatzeris for that, because for Kalim that were in the chotz, you can carry to a different chotz, and you don't need an Eruv, according to Rav Meir. Do we not assume the shari little tule derech kaisel, that you take something from Reuven's chotzer, an object, put it onto the wall in between the two, and then take it off the wall and take it into Shimon's chotzer? That's what Reb Meir means, that all chatzeris are considered a single roshus, even though you're going over the wall. And if you're going over the wall, now we have an issue. Why do we not say that there's a problem of tel b'roshus HaRabim? In the same way as Reb Meir said in our Mishnah, and that's the way the Gemara explained it, that if you have one roof which is higher than another roof, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other because of a gzeira, you may get confused with a mound in Roshus HaRabim. So too, if you have a wall in between two chatzeris, then the same thing applies. The wall is permanent. You may get confused between the wall and the chotzer and a tail in Roshus HaRabim. So how could Reb Meir say that you can carry from one chotzer to the other? Answers the Gemara, Omer of Huna bar Yehuda, Omer of Sheshes, Loi lehachnis loi. We're not talking, it's true that Reb Meir said that you can carry from one chotzer to the other, but not going over the wall and using the top of the wall. Lehachnis lehoitzi derech psochim. All he meant was going from one chotzer to the other through the door. You have a door or a window between one chotzer and the other, even though you don't have Eruv, since it's all considered the same type of Roshus, you can carry something from one chotzer to the other. But indeed, you cannot put it onto the wall and from the wall down into the other chotzer. Continues the Gemara. V'chachomim oimrim kol echod ve'echod roshus bifnei atzmei. We saw in the Mishnah that according to the Chachomim, even though rooftops do not have a permanent and a significant type of residence, however, since every single roof is serving a different home, and the homes are distinctly different domains, they belong to different people, so too the rooftops are considered as if they belong to different people, they are different reshuyos, someone's not allowed to carry from one rooftop to another rooftop. Says the Gemara. And now the Gemara is going to discuss that the Mishnah was only saying that you're not allowed to carry from one rooftop to another rooftop. But the roof itself, can we assume that you can carry in the entire roof? Can Reuven carry on his own roof? Or maybe Reuven's not even allowed to carry on his own roof? Let's see. Itmar. Rav Omar Ein Metaltalin Boy Elo Dalad Bedalad Amis. Rav says that even Reuven is only allowed to carry on his own roof four amis, which means that according to Rav, the rooftop, even though it's the roof of a Roshus Hayochid, nonetheless it's got the status of a Karmelis. We'll see in the Gemara in what case Rav is saying this. But it's got the status of a Karmelis, and Midrabonon, you're not allowed to carry four amis in a Karmelis. Or Shmuel Omar. Shmuel argues and says, Mutzar letaltil bekuloi, that on the rooftop, Reuven is allowed to carry on his rooftop, according to the Chachomim, on the entire rooftop. And this clearly, according to Shmuel, the rooftop is considered a Roshus Hayochid. In the Roshus Hayochid, Reuven is allowed to carry in his Roshus Hayochid as much as he wants. Says the Gemara, B'mechitzois hanikorois kule alma loy pligi. So here we just have to introduce the concepts we need for this Gemara. When you have a home that is detached, you can see a wall on the right, you can see all the walls around the house, and the walls are not covered over by roofs. If you've got many, many homes all attached together, and the roofs are covering the tops of all the walls, and you cannot see the difference between one home and the other home, then there are mechitzas inside each home. There are partitions, there are walls separating one home from the next. But on the roof, you cannot see that. However, if the homes are detached, then the walls going around each home are clearly discernible. It's clearly, you can see exactly where the four walls around each home are. There's another halacha that we've mentioned in the past, and that's called good asik mechitzta, which means that we, so to speak, virtually speaking, extend walls, existing walls, we extend them higher. If you've got a wall of 10 tefachim high, it's as if the wall extends beyond the 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, b'mechitzos hanikoris, in the event that the homes that we're talking about are separated, there's at least four tefachim around the home where you can see the walls clearly. The kule alma lo pligi, then everybody agrees that you can carry in the whole rooftop, because we say good asik mechitza. The mechitzos, which are clearly discernible, clearly noticed, they are virtually speaking extended up. And then the roof is, virtually speaking, surrounded by walls. A Roshus Hayochid, surrounded by walls. You're allowed to carry in freely. Ki pligi, where's Rav and Shmuel arguing? B'mechitzos she'eino nikoris. If all the homes are attached together, and you cannot see where one home ends, another home begins, where the walls, where the partitions are. Rav Omar ein metaltlin boy elo bedalad amis. Rav says that because you cannot see the walls, therefore, we do not say good asik, and therefore the rooftops, it's as if you don't have any partitions. So you've got Roshus Hayochid without partitions that has the status of a Karmelis. And the Karmelis, you're not allowed to carry for Amis. Ein metaltlin be'elo bedalad Amis. Loi omrinon good asik mechitzta, and you don't say good asik. Or Shmuel Omar. Shmuel says, mutter letaltel bekula, you can carry on the entire roof. Da omrinon good asik mechitzta. Because Shmuel says, even by mechitzas she'einon nikoris, even though you cannot recognize the walls, nonetheless we still say the good asik mechitzta, and since we say good asik, we extend the walls upwards, it's as if the roof has walls surrounding them. And if the walls are surrounding them, then you can carry on the entire roof. Continues the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, V'chachomim oimrim kol echod v'echod roshus la'atzmui. We saw in our Mishnah that every single rooftop is considered an independent roshus, La'atzmoy, and therefore Reuven is allowed to carry on his roof, and Shimon can carry on his roof, but you're not allowed to carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof, in the absence of an Eruv. Says the Gemara, Bishleim l'Shmuel, according to Shmuel that we just saw now, the Shmuel says that if mechitzas hanikoris, then we say good asik. And even if ein mechitzas nikoris, you say good asik, nicha, then we can understand why every single roof is considered an entity on its own, because you say good asik. Elo l'Rav kashya. But according to Rav, who holds that even Reuven on his own rooftop, in the event that it's ein mechitzas nikoris, then you can only carry up to four amos, it has the status of a karmelis. How can you say that every roof is a reshus la'atzmoy, is its own entity? It's not. Reuven cannot even carry on his own roof. So why is it that called a reshus? So obviously the Gemara could have said, and Tosfos Rid explains this, that the Gemara could have said that the Mishnah is talking about where it's mechitzos nikoris, and then even according to Rav, you say good asik mechitzta, and then you can carry in the whole roof. But the Gemara preferred to give an answer that would apply even in a case where it's ein mechitzas nikoris. Omri beirav mishmei derav, in the yeshiva of Rav, they said in the name of Rav, shelo yitaltel beis amis begagzeh or beis amis begagzeh. What it means is that, of course, if ein mechitzas nikoris, according to Rav, the Chachomim hold, you're not allowed to carry, even in his own roof, you're not allowed to carry four amis. So what does it mean? It's rashus la'atzmai. How does the fact that it's his reshus manifest itself if he can't even carry in it more up to four amis? Says Rav explained that what happens if you've got a utensil, you've got an object which is just at the edge of his roof. So I may have thought that, okay, the roof is like a karmelis. In a karmelis, you can carry up to four amis. So maybe I can carry four amis till the end, two amis till the edge of Reuven's roof, and then you can carry another two amos into Shimon's roof. So if the Chachomim wouldn't have said kol echad reshus la'atzmoy, and we would just assume that the rooftops have the aloch of a karmelis, nothing would tell me that I cannot carry two amos in one roof, two amos in another roof. That's what the Chachomim says. No. Besides for the fact that it's a karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry four amos, besides for that, remember, every roof is a reshus bifnei atzmoy, and just like you're not allowed to carry from reshus yochid to reshus harabim, that's min ha-Torah, and you're not allowed to carry from reshus yochid to karmelis midrabanon, you're not allowed to carry from the karmelis of Reuven's roof to the karmelis of Shimon's roof, that's also not allowed according to the Chachomim. Now the Gemara is going to ask another question. V'omer Rebelozo, ki avinon bebovel, when we're in Bovel, have omrinon Beirav Mishmei Derav. Then the yeshiva of Rav, the Beis HaMedrash of Rav, would say in the name of Rav, Omri, they would say as follows. And this is actually a brisa. It's a brisa that was said over in the name of Rav, in the yeshiva of Rav, but it was a brisa. And this is a brisa explaining the Chachomim. In our Mishnah, we had one version that the Chachomim said. The Chachomim said in our Mishnah, Kol Echod Ve'echod, every roof, Roshus Bifnei Atzmoy. What's this brisa that Rebbe Lozo said that Rav used to say over? Ein metaltelin boy elo bedalad amis. So there it said, that was a brisa that the Chachomim say you're only allowed to carry dalad amis. Okay, that conforms with Rav perfectly. Rav himself said that you can only carry four amis in the event that it's ein mechitzas nikoris. V'hani debei Shmuel toni. And in the Beis HaMedrash of Shmuel, they also had a brisa. And even though it was Shmuel's Beis HaMedrash, and Shmuel argued with Rav, as we saw before, but Rav has to be able to agree with all brises, or we would like him to agree with all brises, and even a brisa that they're saying over in Shmuel's Beis HaMedrash. In Shmuel's Beis HaMedrash, what did it say in the brisa? How did they explain the Chachomim? That the brisa says, Ein lohen elo gagon, says that each person has his roof. What does it mean that each person has his roof? Lav, does it not? Can we not assume it means Deshori little tule bekule? That Reuven has his whole roof. Shimon has his whole roof. So according to Shmuel, we understand that, because in any event, Reuven has his own roof. According to Rav, it's not true. If ein mechitzas nikoris, you do not have his whole roof, he only has four amas in his roof. So how is Rav going to explain this brisa that Shmuel would say over? How's he going to explain the Chachomim to conform with this brisa? Answers the Gemara, I don't understand. Mi alimo mi masnisin? Is that brisa stronger than our Mishnah? Now, Mishnah also said that it's Roshus La'atzmoy, and we had the same question on Rav. So you're going to say that from this brisa that says that they have Gagon, they have their roof, it's the same question. What, they don't have their roof, they only have up to four amis. And the same way, how did we answer the Mishnah? The Ikimna, Shelo Yetaltel Shte Amis Begagzeh, Shte Amis Begagzeh. That's how we, just before, that's how we explained the Mishnah according to Rav. Hochanami, so too. In this brisa, Beis Amis Begagzeh, when it says in this brisa that they learnt in Shmuel's Beis Hamedrash, Ein lo en elo gagon, it means even though you chachomim hold, or even though we hold that it's a karmelis, and or that's according to Rav, Rav holds it's a karmelis. You may have thought that you can carry up to four amis, even though two amis is in Reuven's roof, two amis is in Shimon's roof. The brisa is saying no. Ein lo en elo gagon. You only have your roof. You're not allowed to go over into his roof. You're not allowed to carry into his roof, even if it's within four amis. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Yosef. Lo yishmir li hoshmaita. Rav Yosef says, I don't recall, and we remember we've had a few times already, that Rav Yosef, at the end of his life, he forgot part of what he'd learnt. So Rav Yosef says, I don't remember hearing what we said before in the name of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, even when it's ein mechitzos nikoris, we say good asik, and therefore the owner of each roof is allowed to carry in the entire roof, even if ein mechitzos nikoris. Rav Yosef says, I don't remember such a thing. Omele Abaya, so Rav Yosef's Talmid Abaya, and Abaya did this often, he said to Rav Yosef, he reminded Rav Yosef, at Omros Nialon, you're the one that taught us this opinion of Shmuel, or you told us that Shmuel had such an opinion, and I'll even tell you on where you told it to us, on the Mishnah, on Daf Tzadik Beis. What does it say in the Mishnah? Gag Godil Hasamuch Lekotn. If Reuven has a very wide home, Shimon has a narrower home, and it's just flash, it's adjacent to Reuven's home. And on the rooftop, it's a single rooftop that looks like a T. Reuven's rooftop is very wide, and Shimon's rooftop is narrower. That's called the Gag Godel Asomuch Lekotn. Hagodel Mutter. Reuven is allowed to carry on top of his roof, the entire large roof. Vakotn, but the small roof, Shimon is not allowed to carry, also he's not allowed to carry on his roof. That's what it says in the Mishnah. V'omris lon Allah. And you, Rav Yosef, told us when we were learning that Mishnah, Omer of Yodama Shmuel, you told us something in the name of Shmuel, that Lo Yishonu, when is it true that Shimon is not allowed to carry on his own little roof, Elo Sheyesh Diyurin Alze, V'Diyurin Alze, only when there are people who are actually living and having residence on the two roofs, and they are going between the two roofs. The people on the smaller roof are walking onto the larger roof, and the people on the larger roof are walking onto the smaller roof. Dehavyela ha dekotn mechitzo nidreses. And then, even if you would want to say good asik mechitza, and obviously if the two homes are next to each other, it's a case of ein mechitze yuseo nikorin. You cannot tell. However, according to Shmuel, you say good asik even when you cannot see the walls. However, Shmuel says that when you say good asik, when do we virtually speaking say that a wall is considered as going up? That's only when there aren't people walking backwards and forwards over where this virtual wall would be. If you've got people walking between the two roofs, even if you've got a wall, and you do have a wall on the border of these two roofs, the larger roof and the smaller roof, on the border inside the home, of course you've got a partition there. It's two different people's homes. And even if you wanted to say good asik, but you can't have people walking through a wall. So if people are walking to each other through the wall, it's called a mechitza nidreses. It's a trampled on wall. And then that case, even according to Shmuel, you do not say good asik. If you don't say good asik, then what's the situation? You have the big chotzer, and since it's like a T, the the bigger chotzer has got the large wall right at the end, so to speak, we say good asik, the outside wall comes up. The two shorter walls on each side, on the right and the left, also good asik. Now on the front, because the roof of Shimon is narrower, so you've got the wall of where the part of Reuven's home, which is wider than Shimon's home, they've also got walls. So you've got walls on all four sides of Reuven's rooftop, besides for the area where Shimon's home is adjacent to Reuven's home. And since that gap, and now we're assuming that Shimon's home is not more than 10 amos wide, then you've, so to speak, you've got full walls with good asik with an opening. That's okay. So the small chotz, the small roof, the people in the small roof are not going to restrict the usage of the big roof, because they never do, because it's just a Pesach. And therefore, Reuven can carry on his rooftop. However, Shimon, who's got the smaller rooftop, he's got these virtual walls on three sides of his roof, which is the outside walls of his home. However, the wall which is adjacent to Reuven's home, in that case, it's totally breached open, because Reuven's roof is much wider than Shimon's roof. It's totally breached open. So if you would say good asik, okay, then you have a virtual wall, then it's okay. But if you can't say good asik because there are people walking through here all the time, then it's totally breached open. The halacha is that if you've got a small chotzer, if you've got any chotzer for that matter, that one of its walls are entirely breached open to a different rishus, without an eruv, you're not allowed to carry from one rishus to the other. Because don't forget, we're talking here in the Chachomim, who say that each one is a rishus b'fnei atzmoi. So the larger chotzer is going to restrict the smaller chotzer from carrying in it. Shimon cannot carry on his own roof. Similar to a large chotzer and a small chotzer, you've got a large roof and a small roof. Avol ein diyurin alze v'alze. However, if you do not have people going through from the small roof to the big roof and the big roof to the small roof, then shnein mutarim. Not only can Reuven carry on his rooftop, Shimon can carry on his rooftop. Why? Because we say good asik, even though it's ein mechitzas nikoris, that wall which is between Reuven's home and Shimon's home, you cannot tell. However, you cannot; it's not discernible. However, according to Shmuel, you say good asik. So from the very fact that if there's no people walking between the two rooftops, then the Shmuel says Shimon can carry in his rooftop, it must be that he says good asik, even if ein mechitzas nikoris. So this is what Abaya told Rav Yosef. You, Rav Yosef, don't remember that Shmuel holds this way. Well, here you have it. This is what you taught us. Omale, Rav Yosef said to Abaya, ano hocha omri lachu. Rav Yosef is telling Abaya, no, I think you're misquoting me. This is what I told you. Lo yishonu, in what case is the big chotzer, can Reuven carry in, not the chotzer, the roof, in what case can Reuven carry on his roof? Elo sheyesh mechitza al zeh or mechitza al zeh. Only if there are solid walls going round it. De godel mishtari begibufei. If you've got the walls around the house are solid walls, and that even though there's no wall in the breach, which is between Reuven's roof and Shimon's roof, that doesn't matter. You've got these gipufi, you've got the little bit of wall on either side of Shimon's rooftop, which is the fourth wall, the four on the roof of Shimon, and there's a little bit on the right, a little bit on the left, and what's in between is just an opening. Then Reuven can carry in the big chotzer, and Shimon cannot carry in Shimon's chotzer. But that only in that case, Reuven is allowed to carry in his chotzer. The cotton nifrats b'miloi. And obviously Shimon, whose home is totally breached open, there you cannot carry, there it's, he cannot carry at all on his roof. Aval ein mechitza lo yalzeh. However, if there are no proper walls, not gudasik walls, if there are not proper walls going around most of Reuven's rooftop, then shneim asurin. Not only can Shimon not carry on his roof, Reuven cannot carry on his roof either. And we have to understand this. Why don't you use the walls of good asik? At least the outside walls are called mechitzas nikoris. And everybody says that we say good asik. So the answer is yes, and Rashi speaks this out. The discussion here is not mechitzas nikoris. The discussion is not good asik. Of course there's good asik. But what are you trying to do with the good asik? The good asik, what you're trying to do is not only is, are there partitions around this, are there walls, virtual types of walls around this rooftop, but you also want to assume that there's on the fourth wall, on the fourth side, I should say, of the larger chotzer, the side, the larger roof, the side where it meets Shimon's roof, you want to say that the reason that Reuven can carry, and it's not considered that that side of his roof is totally breached, is because you have a little bit of wall on either side of that fourth wall of Reuven's roof, and that's the part of the wall where Reuven's roof is wider than Shimon's roof. And then the gap in between, which is where Shimon's roof meets Reuven's roof, that will be called a Pesach. Says the Gemara, no. To be called a Pesach, it has to be clear. It has to be very clearly defined. You have to see it. You can't say, I've got a little bit of good asik here, and a little bit of good asik here, and what's in between is defined as a Pesach. That you can't do. So that's why Rav Yosef is saying to Abaya, no, what I actually told you was that even Reuven can only carry on this roof if he has proper walls, on according to what the Gemara says, all the way around. Or at least, we should say, at least on the fourth side, which is where Shimon's roof is meeting Reuven's roof, at least a little bit of wall on the part of that edge of Reuven's roof, which is wider than Shimon's roof, there's got to be a solid wall there in order that the gap in between can be considered a Pesach. If it's a Pesach, then Shimon, the use of Shimon's roof is not going to restrict Reuven's roof. That means the fact that there is another roof, Shimon's roof, does not restrict Reuven's roof. However, if you're just relying on good asik, in that case, the wall is not, the Pesach, the opening is not considered a Pesach, and then we look at Reuven's roof as if it's totally breached to another chotzer, to somebody else's chotzer, and you cannot carry to somebody else's chotzer. The Chachomim say every roof is Roshus Bifnei Atzmoi, and since it's breached open to a chotzer you cannot carry in, then you cannot carry in your chotzer or in your roof either. Says the Gemara, Abaya answered to Rav Yosef. So Abaya says, okay, I hear what you're saying. And according to what you, Rav Yosef, just told me now, the discussion here, what you, Rav Yosef, told us about that Mishnah is nothing to do with good asik, and certainly not to do with good asik where it's in Mechitzas HaNikoris. But Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, HaDiurin Omras, I remember you telling us something about Diurin, about residents, about people who are going there. I thought you were talking about when there are people walking between the two roofs, and that stops us saying good asik. But you're saying that's not what you said. But did you not say something about the residents on the roof? So Rav Yosef answered, "E omri luchu diurin, if I said anything about the type of residence on the roof, hachi omri luchu, this is what I told you. Lo yishonu, when is Reuven allowed to carry on his roof? Elo sheyesh mechitza ru'uya ledira al ze, u mechitza ru'uya ledira al ze. Only if the type of wall, which is going round the two rooftops, are, not only are they solid roofs, solid walls, and not good asik walls, but they've got to be types of walls which are capable or which are fit to serve residents. And both Reuven and Shimon's rooftops have to be surrounded with walls that are fit for residents. The godil mishdari begipufei, and the reason then Reuven can carry in his roof is because he's got, so to speak, four walls, even though in the center of the fourth wall there's an opening to Shimon's rooftop, it doesn't matter. Since you have a bit on the right and a bit on the left, it's just considered an opening. The cotton, nifras b'miloi, but Shimon's smaller roof is totally breached open, therefore Shimon cannot carry on his rooftop. Aval yesh mechitza ru'uya ledira al godl. However, if there's a proper wall going around Reuven's roof, a wall which is fit for residents. Ve'ein ru'uya ledira ala kotten, but you haven't got a wall that is fit for residents on going around Shimon's rooftop, then in that case, afilu kotten shori libnei godl. Then Reuven, not only can Reuven carry on his rooftop, Reuven can even carry on Shimon's rooftop. Ma'itam, why? Kiven dele avud mechitza siluke isliku nashayu mehacham. Since Reuven had a proper wall fit for residence on his roof, and Shimon didn't make a roof, it's as if Shimon said, you know what, I'm removing myself, so to speak, I'm relinquishing my intentions, I should say, of using the roof to you. And Rashi says, the Loshon of Mechila, I'm giving you, so to speak, I, Shimon, are giving you, Reuven, the permission to exclusively use my rooftop. If he's doing so, then Reuven can even carry on Shimon's rooftop. And with a similar concept, Kahar Da'amar of Nachman, said, also Sulam, if you have a number of roofs attached to each other, and one of the people, one of the neighbors, also Sulam Kavua Legagoi, puts a permanent ladder going up to his roof, Huter Bekol Agagin Kulon, since all the other neighbors did not have a permanent ladder enabling them to go up onto their roofs, even though this one neighbor did, it's as if the other neighbors have given over the rights to use their roof to this neighbor, and then relative to this neighbor, he's the exclusive user of all the roofs, and he can carry on all the roofs, even according to the Chachomim. And similarly, Omar Abaya, Bono Aliyo Al Gabe Beisoy, if you had a whole load of rooftops, and one person built an attic on top of his roof, but also lefoneh, on one of the walls of this attic, he made a dako, a small exit, arba, it's an opening of four tvachim, enabling him to go out onto the roof. All the other neighbors didn't do that. Then huter b'chol agagin kulon. Then this person, since he made an opening going out to his roof and to all the other roofs, and the other neighbors didn't do that, then here again, Abaya says, it's as if all the other neighbors are meichel their use of their roofs to this one neighbor. Omar Rava, Rava just added on that be aware, pa'omim sha'adako le'isur. There are some cases where having such an opening on a coming off an attic on the roof can actually have a disadvantage. It could be le'isur, even according to Reb Meir, that Reb Meir says you can always carry from one rooftop to another. There's an instance where making a little exit, a little entrance onto the roof, can actually restrict you from using the other roofs. Hey Chadomi, what's the case? Da avida lahadi tarvitza de besa. If he made this little opening facing his own fields, if Reuven made a little opening on the roof facing his fields and not facing the roofs, all the other rooftops, then in that case, the Omer, then we say, Lenature Tarvitza Huda Avida, that his only intention was in order to use this exit to be able to watch and guard his own fields, to the exclusion of wanting to use the roof, to use all the other roofs. And in that case, even according to Remeah, he's removed himself, his intentions from using the other roofs, and he's not allowed to use the other roofs. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.